for publicly maligning City Sow Ed Archer, Ward 7 Caun. Natalie Labbe should face a 20-day suspension of pay and apologize to the city's top bureaucrat. So concludes City Integrity Commissioner David Baghajan's 40-page report, which responds to complaints regarding Labbe's conduct earlier this year in response to City Sow Ed Archer's decision to hike management salaries. Labbe made repeated breaches of confidentiality and misleading statements in the name of defending herself, Baghajan concluded in a report tabled for the September 3 City Council meeting, at which the city's elected officials are slated to vote on whether to proceed with sanctions. In conversation with Sudbury.com this week, Labbe said she's sticking to what she said. "I used my outside voice for a few things I probably shouldn't have, but I will not take it back," she said. "It's what I feel. I feel strongly about my opinion, I stay strong against that, and I did not mislead the public." Labbe also questioned why she's facing sanctions, and named four colleagues on City Council who also spoke critically of Archer, including Ward 1 Caun. Mark Signoretti, Ward 4 Caun. Pauline Fortin and Ward 5 Caun. Mike Parent. Labbe also pointed toward Ward 8 Caun. Al Sizer, who chaired a May 14 meeting at which Archer was publicly criticized. She contends that Sizer should have moved the conversation to a closed session, outside of the public realm. "Myself as a new councillor, I felt that was the role of the chair," Labbe said. "I really didn't think that any of us could have suggested it." The core issue at play is Labbe's response to a 6-8% pay boost some city managers received last year in addition to their regularly scheduled 3% increase. To make these increases happen, Archer used the delegated authority a unanimous vote of City Council gave him a couple months prior, and the wage increases reportedly brought them back within a City Council-approved range after falling behind in recent years. Sudbury.com learned about the pay boost in March after receiving an anonymous tip in a package signed, "Honest City Employees." Labbe's response was critical. She penned an open letter published by Sudbury.com in which she opined that she would resign over the wage hike issue if she were Sow. Various other public comments were also made which implied some form of wrongdoing, despite there being no evidence of as much. This factored into one of several of Labbe's alleged breaches of the city's code of conduct, which Baghajan flags in his report. As stated in Baghajan's report, Labbe's finger-pointing toward Archer came in spite of the fact she voted in favor of granting him the very delegated authority he used to increase wages. Labbe's various comments were motivated by a desire to distance herself from the decision in order to salvage her own political fortunes, Baghajan wrote. While talking about last year's wage increases and Archer's delegated authority, Labbe said during the May 14 City Council meeting, "This is definitely one of those situations where asking for forgiveness is a lot better than asking for permission. If you don't have trust, then you have nothing." "This statement is false and misleading," Baghajan said, noting that it implies Archer acted without authority or contrary to City Council's direction. "This is not true," and Baghajan contends that Labbe knew it was not true, and knowingly made a false statement. Other alleged breaches on the part of Labbe include publicly reporting on her recollection of what took place during a closed session of City Council, and further breached confidentiality for publicly alleging a spit and a handshake deal between Archer and City Council members whereby he would come back to City Council for further direction if his contemplated wage increase was outside an undefined, reasonable range. Claiming that the past City Council rejected a 6% wage increase for senior staff in 2022, which is false, as they deferred a decision until after that year's election. Putting aside the misleading nature of her statement, Baghajan reported that this is another breach of confidentiality. Misusing confidential information to the detriment of city staff and the city as a whole in lowering the reputation of senior staff members in the eyes of the public. Baghajan wrote, "The information disclosed by Caun. Labbe was certainly detrimental to the Sow and anyone in Caun. Labbe's position could not come to any other objective conclusion but that it would. Although elected officials can rightly criticize the salary increases determined by the Sow, Bikajan found that she crossed a line into disrespectful and inappropriate comments. In his report, Bikajan responds to two complaints filed by Ward 11 Kaun. Bill Leduc, including one regarding Labe's conduct and another regarding parent. Bikajan subsequently received another complaint regarding both city council members from a Sudbury resident who wanted to remain anonymous, and two supplementary complaints from Leduc. The complaints against parent related to social media posts which expressed support for Labe's comments. Bikajan concluded that parent did not breach the city's code of conduct, noting that parent defended Archer against allegations on social media. In her response to Bikajan's proposed penalties, Labe told the integrity commissioner that she was just being honest, and that Leduc's complaint was part of a retaliation and personal vendetta, according to the report. Bikajan countered, no other counselor went to the extent of maligning the CAO that Kaun. Labe did. In her response, Labe also suggested that city council as a whole should apologize to Archer for having a conversation about this matter in public instead of a closed session of city council. Bikajan countered, no one else went to the extent of criticizing the CAO as Kaun. Labe did. Based on everything I have reviewed, I believe she is the only one that needs to apologize to the CAO. In conversation with Sudbury.com this week, Labe said that in addition to what she perceives to be a bias against her, there are inaccuracies within Bikajan's report. Although unable to cite anything specific, she said some quotations implied she'd said things she did not. When it comes to whether she plans on apologizing to Archer, Labe said, I'm not even gonna, before trailing off. You'll see, she added. Whatever happens at that meeting, on September 3rd, is going to happen at that meeting. My apology is that this was all done in a public forum and we should have had a discussion behind closed doors. That's the extent of my apology. With a chuckle, she added, I have a bombshell, which she'll drop during the September 3rd meeting, depending on how things go. The public portion of the September 3rd City Council meeting is scheduled to begin at 6 p.m. It can be viewed in person at Tom Davies Square or live-streamed by clicking here. Bikajan's report also includes several points of clarification regarding when City Council was made aware of last year's wage increase to senior managers. He clarifies that Labe's claim that she first learned about the wage increases when she read about it on Sudbury.com in March 2024 was false and misleading. This timeline will be explored in depth in a future story. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.